Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. Are you in need of spiritual or emotional or physical healing? Let me introduce you to Yahweh Rapha, the Lord your healer. The Israelites in today's passage were thirsty and grumbling, and when they finally found water, it was too bitter to drink. So God had Moses throw a log in the water, and it became sweet. And God used this as a teaching moment. He would take care of their needs. He is the Lord your healer, in Hebrew, Yahweh Rapha. Rapha means to heal or to cure or to restore or to make whole. In Scripture, we learn over and over again that Yahweh, the self-existent, all-powerful one, is the source of all healing. So whatever your healing need is today, cry out to Yahweh Rapha. He is the one who heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Here's some talking points to think about as you pray today. Tell God the source of your need. Do you need emotional healing? Do you need physical healing? Do you need spiritual healing? And thank him for being Yahweh Rapha and for working in your life. And then pray for a person you know who is in need of healing. Lift them up before the Lord and ask God to do his work in their life. And then let them know that you're praying for them. And so, Father, as we pray today, we ask that you allow us to know and experience Yahweh Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. As we continue to pray throughout the day for our physical healing and for our emotional healing, for our spiritual healing, and as we continue to pray, Lord, for those around us, allow us throughout the day to just have an ongoing conversation with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.